At the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, many of us were awash with platitudes. Unprecedented times, uncertain futures. We all saw those emails that started and began with claims about how the world would never be the same. But what has this change actually looked like now, several months into the pandemic? Or perhaps more interestingly to ask, what has this change looked like for those who often live life a little differently? What has COVID-19 changed for people with disabilities? I'm Jeff Preston, your host, and this is a short podcast for the Voices from the Margins of a Crisis series, brought to you by the Center for Research on Health Equity and Social Inclusion. Global pandemics can be stressful and isolating. I think that goes without saying. But perhaps this isolation is felt a little bit differently for those with intellectual impairments. To share their perspective, we are joined by two active members of the King's University College Disability Studies Program, Michaela Walls and her brother Taylor.
All right, what has changed the most for you due to this pandemic?
My social life and my routine. I can't hang out with my friends. I can't go to the nice games, can't go to dinners, can't put creates with neighbors, can't watch Jeopardy with neighbors, I can't go to work, can't ride the bus.
So does it make you feel sad or like you're missing out on things?
I'm missing out on things.
Now that you have to stay home, do you feel less connected to your community?
Yes.
Is there anything that could bridge this gap and make you feel connected to your community again?
The virus being gone, and I had to work and see my friends and go for dinner.
Okay, so it seems like daily you said that you've been talking to your friends on the phone. Do you take that initiative to connect with your friends every day? Or do friends also connect with you?
Some friends connect with me. Sometimes neighbors ask me to go bike riding, and that's it.
So would you say that you take on the majority of the responsibility to maintain connections right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a lot of work for you?
Yes, it is.
I can imagine. Can you touch more upon how this pandemic is impacting your work?
When I walk into Starbucks, they see my friends and talk to customers.
Right, so you can't work right now?
Yes.
Which means that you don't get to
see my friends or see the customers or see and who I like to see it at work.
Right. So for you, it sounds like work is important because you enjoy working, but also because you have meaningful relationships with coworkers you're missing out on?
Yes.
Is that a good way to sum it up?
Yes.
While we hear a lot about the negative impacts of COVID-19, there is another side to this story, as we will hear next with comedian Desiree Walsh from Toronto.
Can you tell me a little bit about where your sort of head was when everything started, when the news started breaking and like the emergency orders were first kind of put into place?
Initially, I was terrified, and mostly because I don't like change at all. And I had some really fun things planned for the end of March. I was supposed to headline a comedy show for the first time ever, like March 29th. And I really was hoping, like, I didn't want them to cancel that. And then I was supposed to visit a friend, and I didn't want to like cancel that visit.
So when things were first starting, you were hoping to be able to continue to go to work.
Yeah,
you weren't
yeah.
immediately in isolation?
No. Actually, the bank I work for had like various contingency plans set up so that we could continue to work in an office.
In the early days of the pandemic, how would you say that you saw your life changing?
Like throughout the whole pandemic, like even now, I'm not incredibly afraid of becoming sick. Like I never really was a germaphobe. Like I would lick the ground for five $5. Actually, not even for $5, I would lick the ground. But probably like day to day, what changed is like most of the services I rely on that are kind of those things that are not necessarily for disabled people, but like make your life easier as a disabled person, were harder to access because now walkies were using them. And like, I was very cognizant of the fact that if I did get COVID, I probably wasn't going to get the same care as other people. And like, even though I wasn't like concerned about getting sick, like it's always nice to know that if you did get sick, you'd probably live. So it was like pretty scary to know that like this time, if I did get sick, I probably wasn't gonna live. And not because like I couldn't live, but because of like ableism.
From your experience, has there been a difference in the ways that corporations have looked at accommodating everyone in COVID versus the ways previously employers looked at accommodating disabled people in the workplace?
At one point we were working off hours and stuff, and had we been working in an office, there is 9 days that I would have had to call in sick if we were working in an office. And because we're working from home and because at the time we were working off hours, I didn't have to call in sick.
And so I'd love to hear some of your insights in terms of the ways in which you have seen this interaction between disabled and non-disabled people and how it sort of has changed or maybe hasn't changed, how it's made you think differently or maybe reinforced some of your understandings about the differences between those who understand that they're disabled and those who haven't realized it yet.
Since COVID, like no one has tried to push my wheelchair. Like no one has really come up to me to accost me to ask me a question or like tell me a story of like their friend who's in a wheelchair. So like that's been really nice. It's also kind of nice to just go outside and like have people for the most part leave you the fuck alone.
Absolutely.
Hidden amid the grand narratives of research, pure economic collapse, lie the personal stories of COVID-19, the ways in which we've been interrupted in our day-to-day life, in our work, in our leisure. For disabled people, this isolation can be all too real, especially as parts of the province begin to come out of lockdown, while many with disabilities are left still in isolation, unable to risk infection. But just as COVID-19 has brought about changes, so too will the end of COVID-19 bring changes as well. Hopefully on that day, you'll be able to find Taylor back at work or at a London Knights game, or you'll find Desiree at a comedy club, probably trying to avoid the questions of the non-disabled. Until that time, stay safe, take care, and we'll see you on the other side.